Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Mike McDonald is coming to town with the Seattle Seahawks. McDonald is one of the really good young coaches in the NFL, and it's a familiar name for most Washington fans because he was interviewed in a big part of the process a couple years ago when the Commanders landed on Dan Quinn. So he becomes the second guy who was a part of that interviewing process that Washington chose Dan Quinn over to coach a team against the Commanders this year with Ben Johnson. You look at the hiring process. He actually did get hired a day before Dan Quinn, but you remember the specifics are weird, but like he talked to them, had a couple interviews, then he jumped on a plane to go back out to Seattle after Washington seemed to be zeroing in on Dan Quinn and he ended up getting the Seahawks job. I don't know. If they had the number two pick and all the money. My guess is if they really wanted Mike McDonald, they could have had him, but he's now one of the real hot shots in this sport. He was the D coordinator with the Ravens that everybody loved before that, and he's got the number three defense in the NFL in Seattle. Since about midway through last year, this is the best defense in football.
Yeah, they're 15-9. Now, they didn't make the postseason last year, but it wasn't because they were bad. They were 10-7. It was just a crowded NFC field.
They have the same record as Washington? 12-5 and 3-6.
So they're 10-7 and 5-2. So yeah. 15-9, yeah. But so again, Washington has the postseason that these guys don't have, of course. But this is one of the dudes that I wanted. I you know, top of my list was Mike Vrabel. Mike McDonald was right there, where the whole league is using what he does to try to slow down the Shanahan offensive scheme and tree and
to me, that's
else.
The key. So yeah. People may have forgotten this, but when he was in Baltimore, they shoved it on San Francisco a couple times with Kyle. Remember that? One of those games was like either Christmas Day or some kind of weird day primetime game.
And it stuck in my brain, a lot of people's brains, where they're going, that's the best team in the NFL. They're winning the whole damn thing. Of course, they didn't, but you just go, oh my God.
When Miami was destroying everybody. So this doesn't sound that impressive now. I get that.
But remember then.
But when they were hanging 70 on Denver and doing some of the crazy stuff offensively with Mike McDaniel and no one could catch up, the first guy to fix and find answers and solve that Rubik's Cube was Mike McDonald. Again, Shanahan offense. Kubiak, other assistants from that tree, had a lot of problems with him. So teams, during that head coaching search, supposedly, when they were bringing him in, were picking his brain. Because it's not just Kyle and Sean. I mean, the whole league now, O'Connell with principles, all the really good offensive minds in this league, for the most part, have some version of what Kyle's doing now, infiltrating their offense, and no one's been able to figure it out. McDonald kind of became the guy, the whisperer, that everybody thought, he's the answer. This is the antidote to the offense that no one can solve. And so that's why he was such a hot commodity. And boy, if it hadn't worked out well in Seattle.
And you know who their OC is, of course. It's Clint Kubiak, also from that same tree. So it's, you know, they're making each other better in that regard, which is interesting. But yeah, this was, to me, one of the guys that I was excited about. Like, there was a lot of juice here. And he was one of the in-demand candidates.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
He ends up going out to Seattle. Washington gets Dan Quinn. They had a ton of success, 12 wins last year, got to the NFC Championship game. I don't know that there's any buyer's remorse, but I do find it interesting that if you look at that hiring process, they were on it, man. The guys that Adam Peters was talking to, by and large, there's a few guys that either haven't gotten jobs yet. I think Anthony Weaver, who's a coordinator in Miami, or other guys that aren't necessarily ascending into stardom yet as a head coach, Aaron Glenn. But they're also, whether it was Johnson or, in this case now, McDonald, like, some of the guys that they were all over and really, really liked have gone on to have a lot of success in other places. You got to give them credit for the list they put together.
That's a good point. Yeah, I hadn't thought of it that way. Because to me, the standouts were, or the names that I remember, of course, Ben Johnson, so much headline, Mike McDonald. But, you know, then I'm going, yeah, they were talking to Aaron Glenn and Anthony Weaver a lot. And there's one win between him and a guy that's, you know, probably going to be not long for this current job in Miami, is they're going to blow everyone out.
But I didn't think Weaver was ever really a threat to get the gig anyway. And it seemed to me like, they may say differently, I don't know, I wasn't in the room. I think Aaron Glenn was one of those, you're in Detroit already.
Mm.
This is a coordinator that everybody says is going to be a head coach. You know, I don't know. I thought Johnson had a really good case to land it. And when that didn't happen, the next guy on the list, I remember talking with you, I didn't even want a defensive-minded head coach. But of the guys that were left, because it was so skewed toward defense, that whole hiring process for whatever reason, some retreads and some defensive guys. For me, the next guy, I was like, all right, go young, go ascending, go future star. Let's go get Mike McDonald, who's hungry and, you know, hasn't done it before. And their hires ended up working out very well with Quinn. But McDonald's a star, man. He's a stud.
Certainly seems that way. And again, it's, you know, we'll have a larger resume with if and when they make the postseason. I suspect this year they probably will. And we'll see how they manage and, you know, how they do in some big games here and there. But all you can do is look at the results so far. They've been pretty damn good. They were not a great team last year, and we're 10-7. They kind of did the Seattle thing that under Pete Carroll for a while, where it's like the ceiling isn't that low, but they're pain in the butt to play. They want to thump you a little bit. Defensively, they were decent. They've now had another year under their belt. I'm telling you, they're nasty.
While we're talking about Dan Quinn, and I guess I'm going to ruffle some feathers here, but these are just grown-ups having a conversation, so you guys are going to have to put your big boy and big girl pants on for a second, listening to talk radio. Last year was such a smashing success and everything went so well that they obviously bought themselves a season like this without any real questions, you know, 2 years in. But if next year is something like this midway through year three, 3 years for a coach in this league is kind of normally when you better start showing some results. Now, you've got the results of an NFC Championship game appearance and two playoff wins, which no coach had done here previously. And I'm not going to even compare like their year one to Ron Rivera's that he rested on those laurels for a few years because he got to the playoffs, because that's a 7-win fake playoff team that lost immediately when they got there at home to Tampa Bay in the COVID year. This was a real accomplishment. You went 12-5. No team had done that here since 91. You won two playoff games. Teams here don't do that. Both of them, by the way, were on the road against division winners that were really, really good. So that was a legitimately awesome season, and you did. You got a get-out-of-jail-free card or two. But I do wonder, I mean, when does the amount of time you bought yourself from last season wear off? I think that's a fair question to ask.
It is, and you're right, we're not there now. Like, if this season continues this way, and let's say
they go 6-11 this year.
Exactly.
You're basically back to even, as far as I'm concerned. You had the ridiculously awesome year. You would have loved to have flipped them
right,
so that it felt like the arrow was going
up. Because
now
you're tracking in the right, in that direction.
But my point is, okay, so how long do you get before we go, well, we got to the NFC Championship game, and look at, you know, no one's ever done the year that he had since Joe Gibbs. When does that go away?
Yeah, if we're doing this next year, you'll start to hear it, I think, from folks. People can, I think, fairly ask questions. Because you're not, which way are you trending? Right? Which way is this, is the arrow pointing?
So do you get two of these? Without a hot seat?
And then you still come back for your fourth year? In other words,
exactly.
Yeah, do you get two?
Again, hypothetical. Everyone's going to be annoyed. I'm just asking a question that I think is perfectly reasonable.
I think so.
If next year, after whatever this disaster is that feels like it's mostly based on injuries, and we're all going, you got a last place schedule, you're going to go into the season, you're going to be just fine, they'll bounce back, they're going to win 9 or 10 games. And next year you disappoint again, and you go 7-10 or whatever. You get that one without any real hot seat, tough questions from Adam Peters, or is two too many?
Right. No, I see what you're saying. I think you still would, because again, this he to me is the embodiment, talking about Dan Quinn, of this culture they are so desperate to instill, right? This like, we're on it together. I mean, like he's the head of the snake in terms of the brotherhood. I mean, they want to use the slogans. They want to have all the goofy thing on the walls, like do today what no one else will, so tomorrow you can do what they can't do, and one team, one uniform, together pulling the rope. They want to do all that stuff and live that way. This is your embodiment of that, right? Where we're not just going to abandon you when things get tough. We're not going to abandon him when things get tough. I that's my read on it from afar, is that they would say, No. We're gonna steady hand, steady ship.
Right.
And they would keep doing it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have fair play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.